This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Right now, welcome.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Rupp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What's up?
I'm dealing with
cord entanglements.
Yeah, my cords were in my bag, and apparently they decided to fornicate over the last 72 hours. I don't know, my mouse and my headphones decided to make sweet, sweet cord love, and now I have to untangle them.
Look, I never have original ideas, so yeah. I'm certain that this is on YouTube, but yeah. has anybody ever slow-moed? Or a time lapse.
Put a camera in there.
Yeah, because you know how the cord, like it's.
Yeah.
So you have a bunch of cords in one place. Not even a bunch. It can just be a couple, two or three.
Yeah.
And like nothing will happen. Say with the backpack or wherever there.
It's been sitting over there.
You'll just pull them out and they will. It's like you said. It's like they've been doing it. And all of us, like, how did that happen? I want a time lapse of how that happened.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's on YouTube, but
I guarantee that I'm an idiot and I don't know what I'm talking about. But I believe
that's confirmed.
That's confirmed.
We know that.
I believe that the working theory that I have, that I feel like I've heard from someone and they sounded smart, was like there's like electrical energy still trapped in the wires.
Oh, that makes sense.
From the juice running through, and so that when you put it in there, it
so they move a little.
They move a little.
Yeah.
Like they
wind. They're like snakes.
Yeah. Again, have you ever seen snakes mating? They get together and they get a big...
I watch that all the time.
Yeah, it's a big snake orgy. They just all get together and they like curl up in a big orgy ball. And I think that's what happens with cords. Now, cord guy is going to text in right now.
Cord guy's not having this.
He's going to call me a moron and I don't know what I'm talking about.
Bad information.
Spare me the I'm a moron. So if I'm wrong...
Yeah, cord guy.
Just tell me I'm wrong, but you don't have to... you moron.
God.
I can't confirm. This isn't like the tape measure thing.
You cannot call Souk a moron. He doesn't like it.
Just
be nice about your criticism.
Well, it's one thing, like the tape measure thing, I deserved it because I was adamant that was a tape measure. That you can call me a moron. But when you're like, hey, I don't know, I think this is a real thing.
Which is what we do all the time.
Yes, we hedge the bet. Like I'm not willing to die on the hill of the cord sex. I think it's a thing.
Hey, it sounds right.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with it.
Yeah, let's take it.
I don't care.
When in doubt,
I don't care.
Yeah, throw it out there.
Ladies and gentlemen, Will Ortner.
Yes.
Out of the blue.
Ryan Buckley doing Ryan Buckley things.
I can't hear you. Is your mic hot?
Yeah, I was being quieter. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're quiet. Yeah. You're just a soft-spoken guy.
That was I'll start yelling. Mumbleton there.
Yeah, you have to yell. You have to be like the New York guys.
Yeah.
Hey! I'll get right on that.
You're mad. High
Can I be more of a Boston guy? I'd like to be a Boston
Dropping
guy.
Dropping your Oz?
Yeah, I want to be like a jerk, but also be like, it's not my fault. It's my culture to be a jerk.
Yeah, but then you get Boston got to be careful because then you're getting into some racial stuff. Do you ever been to Boston?
No, I don't want that. I just want to be a jerk.
Like,
they're not going to like you. Because you have to have racial undertones with
you. Nah, I'm not going to do that.
I'm going to make a bold statement here, because I've been around this fine country of ours. Many, you know, it's... I think I've ticked all the big cities. Is there a major city you haven't been to?
I don't have to think about it.
Yeah, I mean, you got like, what? All the L.A. stuff, or California stuff. L.A., San Francisco, San Diego. Been to Dallas, Houston, Philly, Miami, D.C., Boston, New York, Chicago.
So I haven't been to Hartford.
You've never been to Hartford?
No.
We've been to Hartford. We went and... Oh, that's right. You weren't there for the ESPN tour. You were off doing something.
I don't think I've spent much time in Detroit.
Oh.
Yeah, Miami?
See, I find...
Been to
yeah,
Miami.
I've been to Miami. Miami. I find Detroit, by the way, and it's a controversial statement, Detroit is back. You go to Detroit, you will have a good time, and it is one of the safest and nicest downtown areas that we've got going in this fine land of ours.
I don't think I've been to Cleveland.
You know what? That's one. I haven't been to Cleveland either. But Cincinnati? Does Cleveland count as a major?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a major city. Right. Bigger than Portland.
Well, I wouldn't count Portland major either. That's
that's true. We're mid-market.
We're mid.
Kansas City?
Been to Kansas City. So I'm going to say this. Of the major places that I've been, the most abrasive and uncomfortable people, Boston. There is there is an edge, and it is a racial edge.
I've told you this before. But
It's weird.
I got one up here.
Okay.
I've told you this before, but I have a buddy who has lived in both cities,
mm-hmm.
and he has most recently lived in Philly.
Yeah.
But he spent many years in Boston.
So Boston, Philly, New York, or just Boston and
he
Philly?
He is from New York.
Okay.
He is from upstate New York.
So is he jaded, though, because he's from New York?
I don't know. Right. He just said that Philly mm-hmm. has more of an edge than Boston.
Really?
Yeah. He's like, dude, if you want another level... He was like, I knew their reputation, and he'd been to Philly. He's from the East Coast, but he was like living here. He's like, and he works in beer,
mm-hmm.
so he goes to a lot of... Sports,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
and so he sees Philly fan and has seen Boston fan, and he's like, dude, Philly's another
Philly.
Level. He said they're another level.
The way
they're meaner.
See, and this is where I went with Boston is like I said, Boston had a gotta be careful with this because I love Ireland and I love the Irish and I love Scotland. I love the UK, big fan. It's great over there. American Irish pride, as Boston has a lot of, and Chicago has some of this, but not to the level of Boston does. It tends to skew from Irish pride to white pride. It tiptoes a fine line there.
If you're talking about the most racist cities,
yes.
Boston is going to rate higher than Philly.
And that's,
it has a reputation.
And that is, to me, where when I've been to Boston, and it's like I've spent a ton of time there, but Boston had an edge that I found a little uncomfortable. And I felt it more in Boston than I did in Chicago, more than I did in Philly, and more than I did in New York.
Yeah, Chicago's not even close to that.
No.
Chicago is just a giant Midwest city.
Chicago is the most livable of the major cities.
Well, and the people are not, it's more of a, how do you describe Chicago? Chicago's amazing because it's a huge metropolitan area with cool stuff.
Yes.
But the people are...
It has some Midwest sensibilities.
Yeah, it's just, their people are a little bit more grounded down to earth.
Yes.
It's just cool.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Whereas New York, Philly, you get out east and it's like, they're all in your face.
Well, and I love dive bars. I love that kind of, I guess, kind of a seedy nature, if you will. I tend to gravitate towards that. And my time in Boston got a mild uncomfortable because.
Yeah. Well, again, the racism part, I can't argue with you on that.
Yeah.
I've just been told that, dude, these Philadelphians.
I can see that.
I don't know that you want to mess with them.
Well, and. I'm different because it'd be interesting. I would love to hear an African American's take on this. Because the racist edge that I feel when I go to these places is people sharing their wonderful beliefs with me because they look at me and they're like,
"You're a white supremacist.
This guy is on our side."
Jan 6, baby.
Yeah. So I get welcomed in, and that is uncomfortable when someone unsolicited shares with me their wonderful view about the world, and you're like, I don't need to be in this bar right now, or I'm going to be over here. And that happened in Boston more times than I can feel comfortable with.
I have a question.
Yeah.
You and I look very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just younger.
And more
when
handsome.
Does that start? Because that hasn't started for me.
Well, he's got
I'm also not in seedier places necessarily.
Well, beard and tats.
Beard and
I have
tats.
A beard, if you cannot tell.
Yeah.
I actually can't see you.
You
very
have
well.
A that's
oh,
a
you do.
You have a very
but you have a you have a like a me beard.
You have a trimmed.
Did you just notice that I've had a beard?
Well, I can't see you. Like,
I've had a beard the whole time you've known me.
I got to get Yeah, I just
You
I just,
should take more like you need to notice your coworkers more.
I just noticed.
You have a very well-kept trim beard. Tattoos, and you don't, and maybe it's a you thing. You have a youthful, how do I
glow?
No, you're like a big, and this is you're like a big puppy dog. You have like a real Scooby Doo.
They call that golden retriever energy.
Yeah, you have like golden retriever energy. You got to get a little wrinkled, a little grizzled, and some scars and tattoos. And then again, you hang out in seedy bars, and I walk into those places, and it looks like I have a permanent bar stool there. And you know, give yourself 20 years and you know, and maybe that happens. It didn't happen when I was younger. That is definitely a last 15 year, at least it's gotten worse in the last 15 years.
Well, you
years.
Look more white supremacy, white supremacy-y?
Yes.
Now than you used to.
100%.
And that's probably for a reason, because, you know, Jan 6.
Yeah.
It's more acceptable now for
it
you,
really is.
You guys.
And that's the other thing, is more people are willing to share these beliefs, and Boston certainly would fit that category.
Well, anyway, Will Ortner is in, bearded Will Ortner, because Ryan Buckley is not.
No. Buckley's dealing with, much like you, he's got family stuff.
Yeah. Well, I think he said that just so that we wouldn't make fun of him.
Oh, you think he's just down there on another dad-paid vacation?
Well, I don't know, but I think that he said he has an ailing family member. And if that's true, we
but he kept it very vague, you know.
Yeah, but I think he just said that to keep us off his case, because last time we gave him a lot of crap for taking his birthday off, you know. Yeah.
Well, I think it's, again, when John Buckley says, hey, we're going to go do something, I'm paid for it, I think Buckley jumps at it, and why wouldn't you? But yeah, I think he feels uncomfortable about his privilege.
He's missing TGL Tuesday.
I know.
Which I don't like.
Yeah, that's not who are you going to banter with now about
it? I know. Well, we'll text back and forth, make no mistake.
I would hope so. But you guys got your picks in?
Yeah, we were looking at the lines. They've kind of juiced them up now. So yeah. I think we missed our value window.
You missed the window.
The first couple weeks. But we had TGL last night, too, as you well know. You know.
I must have missed that one.
Oh, you missed it.
I missed that one.
Yeah, there was one.
Someone get a hole in one? Or was that just a practice round thing?
I don't know. Wait, on TGL?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't see it.
This was all a bit. You're not actually into it.
No, I have not watched
You're a fraud.
TGL. But, well, no, I'm not a fraud in the sense that Buck and I do bet on it.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
you just don't watch.
We just don't really watch it. Yeah. But or if it's on in here,
it's on it. Normally, that's the thing, is it's on.
But
and we're
at
that weird
pay.
Time of the year now where
there's nothing going on.
There's no NBA. There's no NHL. There's no Four Nations.
Yeah.
I mean,
Four Nations.
There is a very big basketball game today. And the fact that neither one of you have mentioned it worries me.
Oh, yeah. Suk might not know this, but do you know what tonight is? It's Kansas-BYU on the hardwood.
Yeah, BYU beat Kansas last year for the first time since like 1960.
Yeah.
They're favored in this game.
Yeah.
BYU's favored?
Yeah.
2.5.
Are you serious? Well, it's in Provo.
It's in Provo. Kansas I've told you.
I know. You said
Dude,
this at the
they
beginning.
They are garbage.
But they are. But you tell me BYU. BYU is favored?
Listen, I got to tell you.
I'm just going to say right now, load up on Kansas.
I got to tell you. Well, do not load up on Kansas. I'm warning you now.
Never.
Not this year.
Never.
That said, I would, because Buck and I were talking about this too via text earlier today. I would say that Kansas catching 3 at BYU, and I've watched your Cougars this year. They're soft.
I can't believe we're favored.
They're soft, but they can shoot. Like, you guys got a bunch of white guys that shoot threes.
Both 8-6 in conference?
Yeah.
What?
And so I see why Kansas is an underdog. Look, their offense is absolutely dreadful. So be prepared. If you bet on them, you are going to be so frustrated. But hold on. Let me finish. What I'm saying is that I think you're actually right about Kansas plus three. Just tread lightly.
Okay.
Okay. There's no loading up. That's going to get you burnt. But I do think that I've watched both these teams this year.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be 3-point favorites. I don't think.
Yeah.
That said, BYU 90, Kansas 12.
Yeah. Just be prepared as we throw the whites at you. It's just be ready for the Patino. Although I'm sad we don't have the Egyptian guy anymore. But I think our four leading scorers are all white, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah. They have one black guy.
Yeah, they got one black guy. We usually do. Our center, whose name escapes me. I think he's like from Nigeria.
Is this the year you have the top high school recruit, or is that next year?
Next year. Although
next
we got
year.
The,
well, this year they have one guy.
Yeah, that, the Igor.
Whatever his name
Demon,
is.
And he's supposed to be like a top five pick. And let me tell you, as someone that doesn't watch a ton of BYU basketball, but I do try to watch, I heard going into the year that guy was like a top five pick, guaranteed, possibly a top three pick. Dude, I have seen that guy play like a half a dozen times. And let me tell you, you want to talk about mid? You want to talk about where is that hype? I give you that.
Well,
every time I watch that guy, I'm like, really?
Yeah, but this is true of all of those guys not named Cooper Flagg.
Yeah.
I mean, none of them are that freshmen are that great. Have you watched the old fellow over there at Rutgers?
Ace Bailey.
I saw Oregon.
Ace Bailey.
Oregon just beat Rutgers.
Ace Bailey is garbage. And he's not garbage. Yeah. He's just young and raw. And the other guy, they have another freshman.
It's Harper. Ron Harper's kid and then Ace Bailey are the two kids that are supposed to go 2 and 3 behind Cooper Flagg.
Harper is actually pretty good.
Yeah.
But oftentimes, and again, I've told you this a million times, but take it from me as a Kansas fan, with all the hype of the five-star recruit coming in, the freshman, they almost never live up. Yeah. Like, it's just, they're too young. And that's true of your BYU boy. Now, Cooper Flagg's a little bit different.
Yeah, he's actually...
he's unbelievable.
Yeah, by all accounts, like, he is the real deal. So they got the Igor kid from Russia. He'll be gone. And then the number one kid in the country that they say is like... because the Russian guy that BYU has, no one's saying that guy's like a generational player. The kid they got coming next year, they are saying that is... that's Cooper Flagg, like, hype. Like... if he was in this year's draft, they're saying he could have challenged Cooper Flagg for the number one overall pick. So, we'll, you know, watch him go and be underwhelming. But
he will be.
You know,
trust me.
He's supposed to be the real deal.
All right. Well, we are here to talk sports with you guys.
Sports, whatever today. Sports we got.
We weren't here yesterday. We had President's Day.
Yeah.
So we weren't here. We were celebrating our U.S. president.
I was celebrating two presidents.
I was celebrating the black guy.
Oh, no. Yeah, 45 and 47. So two presidents, you know.
Yeah.
Got my red hat out, you know. I thought about storming a building or two. I didn't. Kept it clean. Yeah, flags! Love my flags.
By the way, I have a
particular reason, you know.
I have a funny American flag truck guy story from Salina.
Oh boy,
for you because I was in Kansas.
Yeah, I'll bet you there's some big flag energy in Kansas.
I'll tell you later, but it's pretty much all trucks.
Yeah,
and fats. Well, it's trucks and fats.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the Midwest.
But
you gotta stay warm in those Midwest winters. It's like 0 degrees right now in Kansas.
It's 0 degrees.
Yeah.
Actually, it's 5. I just checked it.
Oh.
It's 5 degrees.
Yeah, for whatever reason, across my timeline today, I got a Lawrence, Kansas weather update.
Yeah.
And they said, like, the city of Lawrence has been brought to its knees by the cold.
Yeah, well, and snow. It's all hell is breaking loose all across the Midwest. I don't know if you've seen the temperatures up in the upper Midwest.
I have not.
Bro.
It's cold.
It's like minus 30.
Yeah, it's no good. Yeah, you can't go outside in that.
You cannot.
No. That's you stay hunkered. We make fun of the cold from time to time, but that's a
dude.
That's,
it's not even this. It's not even the same.
That's like Arctic cold.
When I walked out of my house to go to the airport on Wednesday of last week, here in Portland, it was 28 degrees.
Yeah,
pretty cold.
Yeah, that's cool.
It was in the morning flight.
Yeah,
I got off the plane in Salina, Kansas, late that afternoon. Mm-hmm. It was 10 degrees.
Yeah,
and the wind was whipping. That is only an 18 degree difference, but let me tell you,
yeah, you felt it.
That felt like two totally different hemispheres.
Yes, 100%. Whenever, when I would have some time in Alaska during the winter, because most of the time I spent there was during the summer, but I'd go up for some of the holidays, and you got into like November, December. On the days where it got to double digits, dude, it was like, it was time to get out and do something outdoors. Like, boys, 12 degrees outside.
Yeah.
Time to get out and play. Like,
felt balmy.
Yeah, it felt great. You know what? It was crisp. But when you get down into those singles and then you get into the negatives,
dude,
yeah, that one's tough.
Well, we'll have hot, cold weather talk later.
You start to lose fingertips. Can't have that.
But I have an so there was a protest
in
Salina, Kansas, out at the Central Mall.
Wow. Yeah.
And so something happened with truck guy.
Oh, I can't wait.
An American flag guy.
I'm excited for this.
Yeah, I'll tell you. I mean, it was all secondhand.
Yeah.
I wasn't there, but I hear it was.
Yeah.
This is great.
I'm excited.
That'll be later. Let's check in on All-Star Weekend ratings next on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Back.
Hello.
short week for us, which is rough because we have so much sports we want to talk with you.
Yeah, well, yesterday we didn't have a show. Tomorrow, I think we're off at 5.
What?
Duck basketball, man. Catch the fever. They're on a roll again. I saw that they were like 97% they're in the tournament. I think it was Joe Lenardi. He basically had him as a lock. So if you're in the Big Ten,
I thought they were on the bubble.
That's what I thought too. For a while there, it seemed like it, but they won a couple. You know, they beat Rutgers and they beat Northwestern. And so now, apparently, according to that, I was listening to our Fearless Morning Show.
Yeah.
And I believe they said there was a 97% chance, according to bracketology?
According to Joe Lenardi, they would be an 8 or a 9, yeah, and they would be playing Gonzaga.
Yeah. Now, our Beavs, not so much.
If they would be playing Gonzaga if they won their first round game.
If Gonzaga was the 8 or 9 seed. Like they
Gonzaga's not going to be an 8 or a 9 seed.
That's what it had him as.
What?
Gonzaga's not going to win the WCC.
Wait.
Great. Now we've.
Wait a minute.
Don't come at me with WCC knowledge.
Oh, boy.
It's me
I'll tread lightly here.
It's me and Swag.
But listen, there is no way Gonzaga is right now projected as an 8 or a 9 seed. There's just no way.
You think they're better or worse?
They're better.
No.
Am I wrong?
They're not very good this year.
Am I missing? Well, I know that they're not.
They did lose to the Beavs.
And the Beavs lost to the Pilots.
I saw that.
Did you see the Beavs lose to the Pilots?
I read that.
Yeah, they went down on the bluff.
But the Oregon State-Gonzaga game, I did see that.
Yeah.
Now, let's be fair. Gonzaga beat them by 50 the next time they played.
They rolled them.
I'm going to dig in on this and say that that is not their projection. I may be wrong.
Yeah.
I may have. And I know Gonzaga is not elite this year. Yeah.
Pulled it up right now.
They are not ranked.
Gonzaga as an 8 seed taking on Utah State.
On Lenardi's bracket?
Yeah, in the Atlanta region.
Damn.
They would just miss out on being in the Seattle.
What's their record?
They're part of the also receiving votes crowd. They're there with like St. Mary's and
20-7. They're only a half game up on San Francisco right now for second in the WCC.
Yeah. Wow, I'm surprised they have them that low, 8 or 9, but... Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, what were we talking about?
There's so much going on, but there's really nothing going on. I mean, literally, we're in that weird spot now where...
Well, we're going to talk about the weather again.
Yeah, hot weather talk. Well, you said that we have so much sports to talk about, and we really... Well, unless you want to get into the Four Nations, I mean...
I do, actually. That's next on my notes
here. There you go.
Well, I saw that the...
I tried to tell you about it, and no one wanted to listen to me, and now, all of a sudden, we're paying attention to it.
Well, I saw that the NHL Four Nations.
Yes. Ooh, I like that you put a little pizzazz
on that.
Thank you. It was in Montreal.
I know. That's why I did that.
They booed the hell out of us.
I saw that it outdrew. Oh, wait. No, they don't know if it outdrew All-Star Saturday Night yet, right? Because they don't have the ratings yet for All-Star Saturday Night?
Yeah, I don't think so. In the United States, I think it was like 4.7, 4.8. Yeah. And then
4.4 is what I have
4.4?
Here. 4.4? I'm talking about All-Star Saturday Night in the NBA.
Oh, yeah.
So the NHL out... The Four Nations.
That was their All-Star game.
Yes, but it's still going on.
Yes.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
But okay. It got a 4.4, mm-hmm, and they said that was the highest rating for a non-Stanley Cup hockey game.
Yes.
Non-Stanley Cup final hockey game since 2019, which is huge.
Yeah, it's huge. And then up in Canada...
And that was the U.S.-Canada game?
Yeah. And that was... So the last time they played international,
and
best
we
on
won.
Best...
We won?
No. Canada got us in overtime. Sidney Crosby. But that was... 8 years ago, we haven't been able to play them with best on the best international. It drew almost 12 million up in Canada. So it was a monster number. I mean, this thing was concocted by the NHL. Same thing. Like, no one cared about the All-Star game. They had played around with different formats. They said, screw the All-Star game. Let's take 2 weeks off. We'll put the four teams on there, see what happens. And it has just been a monster for them. Because when you put the flag on the front of your jersey, these guys care. I mean, they're like...
No, I know. Some guy from the Flyers said that this is this final.
Yeah.
Because now it's U.S.-Canada again.
Yes.
On Thursday. He said this is the biggest... He's a Canadian guy. Mm-hmm. He said this is the biggest game of his life.
Yes.
That's what he said.
Dylan Larkin, he's on the American squad. He scored the game-winning goal when U.S. and Canada. And he's the Red Wings captain. And he's my Red Wings have been terrible since Dylan Larkin's been in the league. He's 28, 29. And he said this was that game against Canada, the first one, he said, this is the biggest game of my life. So think about that, that you have guys that are basically saying that their All-Star game, this version of the NHL All-Star game, is the biggest game they've ever played in. And then you take that and you put that next to anything we do in the Pro Bowl, anything we do in the certainly whatever NBA, you know, festivity you want. And that's, it's all buy-in. When you get buy-in, you get an unbelievable product.
But hockey's a little unique.
Yes.
Because you couldn't do this in football. Because they're all American.
Yes.
And you can do it in the NBA. That's what they're talking about now, is that this may be the blueprint for the NBA.
Yeah.
But you could only do that in the NBA recently, as you know, in the last handful of years, because it used to be so lopsided, but now it's getting a little bit more of an even playing field.
World Baseball Classic in baseball did this.
Baseball, you do it, but they don't seem to have, that doesn't seem to have the pull. Like in hockey's just unique because it's a Canadian sport played in America.
Yes.
That's what it is.
I will say the last Baseball Classic they had, that had some sauce to it.
It did, but Shohei brought a lot of that.
He did.
I mean,
but I'm telling you, if you had an NBA, where
Japan cares. But I don't know that the U.S. Americans. There is no other sport, unless I'm missing something off the top of my head. No other major sport, I guess.
Yeah.
That Americans would care about an international competition.
Yeah.
Well, outside of hockey,
because I think the difference with us is women. That this is the one sport
soccer,
where we aren't
women's soccer.
Yeah,
we get around women's soccer pretty good.
Yeah,
FIFA World Cup.
Yeah,
we would care, and the reason why we care about hockey now is it's the one sport we're not the cock of the walk in. If the U.S. men soccer team were to go on a World Cup run, buckle the F up. I mean, it's on. That thing would crush. It's just we are for the first time we're the underdog, and we're beating up the bully. And it's usually the other way around in basketball, in baseball, all that. We have this sense of whatever, you know, if we really cared, we would show up and we would win.
Well, but why isn't that true of hockey then?
Because we're not that good. We've never been very good in hockey. This is the best we've ever been in hockey. This is the first time these last handful of years that it feels like our team can really be competitive and go toe-to-toe with the best that Canada has to offer. And because it was their sport, and they would just kick our ass. And we weren't even the second best country. There were European countries that were better than us. And we have put a lot of time and effort into developmental program in the United States, and we are cranking out maybe not the stars that Canada has. I mean, the best players in this game are all on the Canadian side. But when you put together a team, you put together a system to play in, and all of a sudden, from 8 years ago, we damn near had them. They beat us in overtime by one goal, obviously. And then this year, we got them basically 2-1, but we were the better team that night, even though we didn't have the better players. So it feels like we've got a little bit of the Rocky versus Ivan Drago thing. And if there's one thing that Americans love, it's taking that underdog role, and we're the John Wayne. We're going to grab a root and hold on. We're going to take what you do, and we're going to do it better because of American exceptionalism.
Yeah, I agree with all that. And you're right about the soccer team. If we ever rise up in soccer.
If we made a run and we ended up in the Final Four of the World Cup, dude, that thing would be enormous.
But isn't it interesting that in the Olympics, where we always dominated, anybody who's alive remembers U.S., generally speaking, U.S. domination, right?
Yes.
When we don't dominate, we shrug and go, don't care.
Exactly.
So it's kind of it's almost two separate things. Like if you start on top, like if you are the king.
Basketball
is a good example, but just, Olympic sports in general, we dominate.
Yeah.
We've done
very well.
We've done great, but way better than the other countries.
Yeah, in the summer, not in the winter. But
we love that.
Yes.
But only when we're dominating.
Yeah.
But then if you start at the bottom and it is not your sport and you're rising up like soccer and hockey.
We love it.
We don't love it until you're good.
Yeah. But that's my point. Once we get there.
So we're front runners on both.
100%.
We're front runners on both sides.
And then you throw in the fact that for some reason we've decided to pick a fight with Canada. I mean, my God.
Well, you go after the big boy.
I'm saying as a country, we've decided to pick a fight with Canada. But that's a whole
He's
other
a
thing.
Bitch.
And so when they booed our anthem at the beginning, yes, not the beginning of the Canada game.
I read that.
They booed us when we played Finland.
Yeah.
So that game was in Montreal, yeah, and so the first game we played was against Finland, and they booed us. They booed the anthem. And by the way, that never happens. In fact, it is the United States that boos the Canadian anthem during playoffs and during games. Canada does not do that. And so this was the first time that we've heard Canadians really boo the anthem. And
so it's political.
It's political.
Yeah.
And especially in Montreal. And yeah, the U.S. players didn't like it. Mm-hmm. And even before the game, the Canada-United States, United States game.
Ooh, we should call them the United States.
The United States. I like that. The announcer came on and in French and in English said, please, let's all remember to be respectful of both national anthems. They were trying to tap it down. And the Canadian fans, they booed the hell,
yeah,
out of the anthem, worse than they did in the first one. And that's when you knew this was much greater than a hockey game. This has taken on a weird Cold War 80s Russia United States vibe,
well,
too.
Wait till Thursday.
Oh, the Boston fans.
So Thursday, it's U.S. Canada rematch.
In Boston.
In Boston.
And we just got done talking about Boston fan. That anthem, when they do O Canada, is going to be. It's going to be rough.
Good thing there's no one black on that Canadian team.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's not a black guy.
And I'm only half kidding.
There's not one on either team.
Well, I know. I'm just saying. Like, in Boston.
Yes. It could get ugly.
Adam Jones were on that team?
Yeah. It could.
Might be a little rough.
It could get ugly. Screw the learned people! No! But yeah, it's Thursday is going to be
a
powder keg.
I'm with you, though. It's kind of weird that, you know, now all of a sudden we're going to make Canada our enemy for no reason.
For no reason.
But
we've just decided to hate Canada.
Hey, this is kind of fun. The NHL has found something here.
Yeah.
And well, you wonder if the NBA can now follow that model.
Yeah.
You know, that's the question.
Got to try some. I also have
and I think they should try.
I've got a take on the whole NBA thing, too, when we come back. I know we're up against it.
Are you going to poop on the NBA again?
No, I'm not. I'm going to be the exact opposite of pooping on the
good.
NBA.
Oh, good. Okay. Did you watch All-Star Weekend?
No. I watched about, I was at a bar, and every time I looked up, because Saturday night I was watching the hockey. Sunday I was out at a bar, and every time I looked up, they weren't playing the game. They were doing something else.
Oh.
Let's
talk about it next. Okay, I didn't watch it either. So let's talk about something we didn't watch.
Well, I mean, it was on. It was on in the background.
Not for me.
Watched is a strong word.
I forgot it was on.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that next. Here's Will.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Couple texts. The Vancouver Ford text line can be reached at 503-864-6326. Someone mentioned, so what I'm hearing is that Trump stirring things up with our friends up north is making hockey great again.
It's just the dumbest thing in the world. We decided to pick a fight with Canada, but whatever.
Somebody else said, going to miss U.S. versus Canada when they become the 51st state. Although maybe that will make it more of a rivalry.
Yeah, yeah. This has nothing to do with hockey, but, you know, a lot of times stuff, you know, the Olympics.
Well, yeah.
And, I mean, the Miracle on Ice didn't have anything to do with hockey either. It's just sometimes stuff plays out in the background. And, you know, I totally get where the Tkachuk brothers came out and said, we don't like being booed. And I totally get why the Montreal fans were booing the anthem. I mean, both sides have a legitimate point. But this was already the most heated rivalry in hockey. Make no mistake about it. When the U.S. and Canada play, whenever they play. And remember, the last two Olympics, they didn't. The NHL pulled their players. So it's been a while since you've had best on best in these sorts of things. And anytime the U.S. and Canada have played, it has been an absolute dogfight. And now you have it again, and the players are beyond jazzed up for it, and you throw in some political heat behind it, and you've got
this
a powder
keg. Let's go.
And now it's going to go back to Boston.
I'm going to watch.
And I hope it – look, the anthem thing, I don't like anyone booing anyone's anthem. I think it's poor form when anyone does it, and I get Boston fans going to do it. I hope that's the end of it, because that was the thing about the hockey game. Yes, we had the three fights in the first 9 seconds, but if you watched it, after that, it was like – it just – they got out of their system, they set the tone for it, and then it settled into a really good, actually, defensive hockey game. So I just hope that the same thing, I don't think you're going to get three fights again. Yes, it's going to be a charged crowd. Yes, it's going to be a great environment. But at the end of the day, a lot of these guys are on the same team. I mean, you got players from Canada and the U.S. that are playing against each other that have to turn around in a week and play on the same team trying to win a Stanley Cup. This is not going to be like some sort of cheap shot bloodbath sort of thing. It's just going to be a really intense hockey game, and I hope people can appreciate it for what it is.
America, yeah!
Well, I'll tune in because, again, you tell me something matters. I'll check it out.
Well, and that's the only thing I'll say about any of these games is when people care, when the players care, it ends up being great theater because sports is always great theater when you get involvement from the players. And the problem that every All-Star game has is exactly that. It doesn't mean anything, and no one cares.
Well, I do feel like in the U.S. we're moving away from All-Star games. Although baseball All-Star game kind of is what it is, but it's kind of a tradition that, that still holds. But NBA certainly a mess, and no one cares. And the Pro Bowl, no one cares.
Well,
they've
changed
it. Yeah, it's like just
it's the Pro Bowl
competition
games.
Now.
Yeah,
but I just feel like if you could, like this is the model, the NHL did, going to a country model, four nations, what they call it. And that, if you could do that in every sport, that's what you should do with All-Star games. Because outside of that, in the U.S., we really don't care. It's just a different time. And All-Star games, whether you like them or not, no one cares.
And this is my thing with the NBA. Stop trying to fix it because it's not going to get fixed. I said this about the Pro Bowl.
So what should they do then?
Just leave it.
They're not going to do that because they want to try to. But, they want ratings. They want money.
But it does get ratings and it does get money. This like everyone made fun of the Pro Bowl, right? I'll go to the do we
the
actually
Pro Bowl
have,
games?
No. Do we have the numbers for the All-Star game?
No, you mean the NBA?
Yes, the NBA.
Not yet, because that was Sunday night.
Okay, what did it do last year? Look that up for me.
Okay, I got you. Okay, but hold on. I want to mention for those that are just new to the conversation, the NHL.
Yes,
the Four Nations game between U.S. Canada on Saturday night drew a 4.4. rating. 4.4 million. That is huge. Yeah. That is better than most Stanley Cup finals games.
Yes.
And so what I want to do is figure out if the NHL beat the NBA All-Star Saturday night, which is really the best thing about the NBA All-Star weekend, the three-point shooting contest and all that.
Yeah.
If that...
It's a killer.
That is huge for that league, the NHL.
Yeah.
If they beat NBA All-Star Saturday Night, but I have yet to see the ratings on All-Star Saturday Night. Now, I will look up the All-Star Game ratings from last year.
I have it here.
Okay, so what was it?
5.4 mil.
This is last year's All-Star
last
Game?
Last year. Television ratings for the 2024 NBA All-Star Game were up from the year before with an estimated 5.4 million viewers. That's on the USA Today.
Can we also add in this? Don't you think that US-Canada on Thursday will get more than 4.4?
Yes.
Yeah. So
as someone said on the text line, it goes, I never watched hockey. I'm going to watch on Thursday.
Well, and I'm the same way.
Yeah.
But I think that you could make, it's reasonable to say that Thursday's hockey game, which is just an exhibition.
Yeah. Doesn't mean anything.
Will get as good a ratings as the NBA All-Star game from last year.
Yes.
And it probably will beat that.
Yes. Yes.
That is huge for hockey.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean, it's also a huge indictment on the NBA. It's getting passed up by everyone.
Sure. I just, like, I'll go to the Pro Bowl, because everyone just said that the Pro Bowl was the dumbest thing in the world. The Pro Bowl, if you go back over the last 15 years, the Pro Bowl averaged about 9 million viewers. So, and this is what I'll say about the NBA All-Star game. Is it what it was? No. And it's not ever going to be. So stop trying to make it that. Make it a celebration. We do this every year. The national pastime now is bitching about All-Star games. The All-Star game is a celebration. And that's all it is. It doesn't mean anything and it never will. And it never did. It's just that we have changed the way we view it. So I'm not going to kill the NBA. I haven't watched the NBA All-Star game in years. And look, Matt McClung is winning the NBA slam dunk contest 3 years in a row. He's not even in the NBA. He's made more money in the slam dunk competition, or about the same, as he has in his NBA career.
Who's he play for?
Nothing. He's a G League guy. He's not in the NBA. He's a G League player. He puts on the Magic uniform because he plays for the Magic G League team, but he's not in the NBA.
So he's technically a Magic player?
Yes.
Is he? He's a two-way guy?
Yeah, it'd be like if a guy from the NBA, the Portland Remix were winning. So, like, it's no one cares. So stop trying to make it. So why do we sit here and bitch? Why can't something just be, like, with the Pro Bowl? Look, if 9 million people want to tune into it, let them watch it and let the players go to Hawaii and it still sell a bunch of sponsorships on it and you still do decent TV numbers. I mean, my God, look at NBA Finals numbers. NBA Finals numbers are like 9 to 11 million people on any given game. That's not much worse. So you throw something out there, you put the sponsors behind it. If you want to go to it, you sell your tickets and you have a nice little like all-star weekend. And if people don't like it, then they don't have to tune in. I don't get why we constantly have to make something. If it's not the greatest thing in the world, then we crap all over it. I will not crap on the all-star game. It is not for me, but if you're a diehard guy, or if it was in my town, I'd buy a ticket if it was affordable and go to it.
Well,
so just because something isn't great doesn't mean that it has to constantly be tinkered with. In fact, I think by constantly tinkering with it and never knowing what the hell is going on, I think you make it worse.
I agree with everything you just said, but try telling that to a league that has people making a lot of money to fix things.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not...
No.
Everything you said is reasonable.
No, we're not reasonable.
Try dropping that in on the big board meeting in the NBA front office today, because I guarantee you that was a big meeting and they are panicking because people make a lot of money and the league makes a lot of money to figure this stuff out, to maximize their profit.
Yeah.
And that's what they want to do.
And I just think you're trying to maximize something that in today's current world, I don't know if it can really be maximized.
You ain't convincing them of that.
No, probably not.
We'll wrap up the hour next on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, it didn't take long for college football to be looking at changing everything.
No, it did not. Let's tear it all down.
We will talk about that. I saw the Statista.com, not StatMuse, has the average number of viewers of the NBA All-Star Game in the U.S. from 2003 to 2024.
Okay. And guessing we're on a bit of a dip.
Yeah, it's dipped and slowly. It's 10.8 is the peak, and that's back in 2003.
Yeah.
As Will said, it was 5.5 last year, the year before 4.6. But in between 2004 and 2022, it went from 8, kind of peaked at a 9, down 7.654. You can, you get
that. And the Pro Bowl was like that too, and then eventually they killed it.
So it really started diving from about 2011 to now, and it's lost about half its viewership.
Sure.
So that's where we're at.
Yeah, and I just feel like that, and you look at most All-Star games, and they're all following that same sort of trend.
Yeah, exactly. So. And so that, while, you know, everything you say makes sense about just leave it, it's fine, it's an exhibition, who cares? The leagues care, and they aren't going to stop until they figure something out.
Wake me when someone figures something out, because
You think in the NBA, this is the one thing we haven't discussed, don't you think the NBA could go the route of the NHL?
Yes.
I think a world competition.
The only thing that makes sense, and the only way you can get these things to matter is what hockey has, and that is buy-in.
Yeah.
And getting international players... I would like to think that national pride would kick in, because I know they asked Giannis about it, and he said, yeah, he goes, that would get me going. And I would hope that some American pride would kick in. But again, if you go out there and no one plays defense and it ends up being a 400-point game like we had last year, then we're back to square one. So ultimately, you may not get NBA players to care. Hockey matters, and it always has, because hockey, like soccer, the international tournament thing is a big deal. It always has been. So when you put on your country's jersey, it really matters. I'm not certain in basketball if that has it, but I certainly think it's a shot. It's the only one that makes sense. And if not, by God, just play the damn game and be happy with it. I did see, I think it was Mark Spears that said, when he was talking to players, they said one of the things that the players said that they wanted to do was get everything over on Saturday, right?
Which players? The NBA?
The NBA. He said just get everything over on Saturday, all the corporate stuff, all the sponsorship stuff, and just let them have Sunday be a normal game day. Nothing else. Just make it like a regular game, and maybe the players would be more apt to do that, but I guess they're pulling them in a million directions, and it doesn't feel like a game. And that was the one I heard from the players about this one. So I was sitting at a bar watching, well, I guess I wasn't watching it, but it was on. And every time I would look up, there was a break. And some of the players were saying, dude, there was like an hour in between games, and some of the games had like 20-minute breaks in the middle of them. And they said none of that feels like a game, and it's
just
hard.
Not fluid.
It's not fluid. So I actually think you'd be better off listening to the players and just scrapping it, do everything Saturday and let them actually have Sunday just be a game. The international thing is certainly something to consider, but maybe just accept the fact that your product, and this goes for every sport, all-star games just aren't what they used to be. It's like you're selling VCRs nowadays. Like, you're not going to be as robust. Music has kind of found this, right? Used to be you'd put out an album and you would sell, you know, great album would sell 15 million copies. Ain't selling 15 million copies anymore. And so you either evolve or you die. And so now you make your money off of, you know, touring or whatever. So I just think you need to accept the fact that exhibition games like this are not going back. The NBA is not going to draw 12 million people to the All-Star game. And all their constant tinkering and bitching, the day after All-Star games, it makes my ears bleed because it's this nauseating, what's wrong with the All-Star game and what can we do to fix it? And the reality is it's just not the same anymore. And stop trying to make fetch happen because it ain't gonna.
All right, coming up next, momentum is building. Little college football on The Fan.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.